25:9. I really am drawn to the idea of the kind stranger God intruding down into our screwed-up chaotic world, the secret growth of cosmos crisis within the vast enemy, like its messages within and smaller than ours. That certainly is reason to equate this crisis with Christ's forthcoming kingdom, in which all is harmony. No matter which explanation is correct, our salvation lies with the wisdom crisis-building artificer. It is to him that we must turn in all cases. This does not make the Creator evil, but blind also means deaf, since it stands for unknowing. From a Tehardian standpoint, it seems to be consciousness either creating itself or being created. But it certainly is interesting that the crisis building is wisdom, that I am sure of, and the crisis seems to me, I forget why, to be a thinking composite brain, or anyhow brain-like thing, an actualization into the physical world of the non-material entity Holy Wisdom. The crisis builder is itself the crisis. There is no difference between our being assimilated to it or to its edifice. Have I had an insight here without realizing it? That what is being built in linear time is identical to the builder who lies outside of time. Is it, he, she completing itself? The highest level of homeostasis. It is its own creator, self-created, which is next to impossible for us to understand. Somehow, it would have to stand outside of time, or anyhow normal linear time, not in bondage to it as we are, and so I found it to be precisely that. Self-creating, a quality of God himself. What else is self-creating? Isn't that the ultimate hierarchical form of structure? All it needs is something to make itself out of, and at the end of time, there it stands complete, and thereupon, as I experienced, it travels backward and creates itself backward in reverse retrograde sequence, the way the writer of a mystery novel writes backward. 25:11. These messages, I just suddenly realized, remembered, that they serve to program us subliminally, usually this way. A written message, one out of hundreds or even thousands which we see, is somehow caused to link with an internal, in one of us, whom Zebra selects, system. As if the system is engrammed by Zebra, via the messages very deliberately, with the person consciously none the wiser. This possibly answers the question, whom are the messages for? Evidently, not for the small conscious elite, but anyone at any time. This possibly points to analogous internal entelechies, pre-synchronized from birth, differing in different individuals so as to later link up. A good example, if a big one for me, was the goldfish necklace. Thus, Zebra continually guides, controls us as we move, are moved, through the maze of life, disinhibited constantly, and at the right time and place by the right signal. This is a major insight. Zebra uses these messages to communicate with all of us, exactly like the Runciter messages. Wow! Did Ubik touch on a major undiscovered aspect of the universe? It, God or Zebra or Ubik, talking to us, if necessary, via the trash graffiti in the gutter walls. But a message only works this magic if the analogous link program has been put there, a prearranged monadic harmony. 25:16. Zebra has invaded our world, replacing merciless determinism with its own loving and living body to deprogram and save us. This is the great white fish giving us its body, by which it suffers pain, that we might live, find salvation, freed from astral determinism. The black iron prison is simultaneous in all time and places, and it is the merciless world from which the living Corpus Christi saves us. I have seen it and its nature, and Zebra and its nature. It has the magic to us, power to transform. Zebra mimics the deterministic structure by inserting its body between it and us. This is how astral determinism is broken. Instead of the blind, striving, mere mechanism, there is living volition, the salvific. The previous mechanical force is rewoven for, one, the fulfillment of Zebra's plan, and two, the benefit of the individuals involved. Any event can be headed off, aborted, altered, or brought about. Evidently, this is grace or divine providence, and the individual may very well sense it. Where freedom enters into it, I'm not sure. But I know one thing. Before the insertion intervention, there was none. In fact, that's the main quality, bad, of the Ananke world. The person is flat-out programmed, caused to react to cueing. The ancients were right about this being a, or even the, prime purpose of God versus the stars. 25:19. It, Zebra, not only mimics the things of this world, it also imitates the processes. K.W., regarding Chrissy's birth defect causality of insight. Then in that case, the Beatles song, the earlier scrotal pain, and the blinding beam of light coming through the fish sign did not cause the knowledge to enter my head. It was rather a simulation of causality, of the actual deterministic kind found outside Zebra. So Zebra does not just persuade causality along different outcome lines. It also simply mimics these. 25:21. This fits my grand theme in my writing. The awful truth about reality is obscured from us. My other theme about androids programmed to imagine they are human, i.e., self-determining, is another basic facet of this. But I never knew of, nor did I experience or write about, a salvific entity, except in Maze of Death and Our Friends from Frolics 8. Note: the turning point here seems to include not only a positive vision of what reality is, but a figure who can intervene to direct events so as to bring reality to fruition in a positive sense. There seems to be a continuing oscillation in Dick's thought during this period about whether such a reality exists now and has always existed and will continue to exist into the future, or whether it must be realized through arduous effort and the validation of his vision. NKH. End note. Correction. The salvific intervening entity is encountered in Ubik and Galactic Pothealer, possibly in Stigmata, in the person of Louis Bolero. Wow! In Stigmata, Palmer Eldritch and Louis Bolero fight each other as did the two forces I saw noetically. In fact, to reprise Ubik in terms of my Zebra formulation, I am staggered at how close I came to Zebra, the way it sends its messages of help. And Runciter, like Christ, was our leader who died yet is alive. The intrusion quality is the same. The places it shows up, the ubiquity. I wonder how I could have come so close without consciously having had the revelation. There are also the two contending demi-deities. Also, Runciter's messages are to make them aware of their true unrecognized horrible condition, i.e., what their world is really made up of. It is made up of ice, resembling my first LSD experience. Is ice too an image, condition, or symbol of the actual state of things? Heat loss, death, entropy, and Ubik itself is warm? Could the Marxist have recognized Ubik as a picture of Zebra and wondered if I consciously knew? Do they know? It is their antagonist. Maybe they don't view it theologically, but rather as a superior life form. Maybe they are right. This would be scientific truth, as I told the Bureau. I conceive of Zebra as a weak, vegetable-level field, barely able to arrange matter. Trigrams Sun and Li. Note: these represent wind and fire, respectively. End note. But its level, capacity to exert force, seems to be growing. To have thresholded recently, I have seen what it can do and have heard its voice. 25:24. Most of what I know came directly by Revelation 3:74 on. But I had already discerned that the reality of our world was not as it seemed, and that we had blocked off memories as to our origin and purpose. Imposter. However, the proof of Zebra's success at mimicking is shown by the fact that it wasn't until Ubik that I even guessed his existence, and it wasn't until Tears that I clearly saw the nature of this world, i.e. prison and us as slaves. 25:45. Any true exegesis of 3:74 will have to derive from what I saw rather than external objective sources. Note: after searching in reference books and other sources for analogies to his experiences in 2:3:74, Dick now seems to accept that it may be unique, or nearly so. The discovery is no doubt bittersweet. If others have had similar experiences, his vision would be validated, but if not, his status as a lone visionary is enhanced even more. There is, of course, another way to interpret the realization that an explanation will have to derive from what I saw, namely, that it was internally generated as a cerebral event, accompanied by the rearrangement of his neural circuitry. NKH. End note. Take the vision of the ugly deformed artificer, like Ignatan, reaching his claw-like hands down to the buildings at Cal State Fullerton, which he had built. I got the mystic vision, the occult vision, the mystery cult vision, the esoteric vision, the alchemical vision, the religious vision, in short, the vision. But I can't even figure out if it was the way of the cat or the way of the monkey. February 1977. Folder 26. 26:27. I just read, 2:22:77, the EB article on pantheism and panentheism. God develops himself toward perfection through history, dialectically, and the goal of history is the growth of human freedom. Thus I learned, to my delight, that most of what I experienced, saw, and learned in 3:74 confirms Hegel. I am thus a Hegelian, which is fine with me. 26:34. The deity I experienced was in process of becoming, i.e., changing, perfecting himself, had infinite goodness, but perhaps limited power, although unlimited knowledge. What we call history was the dimension, world, in which this fulfillment takes place. Man, by participating in history, joins, if not at the very least on God's side, then perhaps even melds with God himself and is a subform or section of God. God is immanent. The universe, world, is his body. But he is greater than the world, panentheism. What is not God is not wholly real, acosmic panentheism. Only God is wholly real, but he is surrounded by a veil, dokos of appearance like, similar to colored lights given off as if he is an incredibly multifaceted perfect sphere revolving. All time, including past and future, is present to God as a landscape of the now. He is very close to man, hidden only by the veil. He is Deus absconditus. The phenomenal world we see is projected by him as if emitted. However, he is capable of infusing, transubstantiating it. Because of this, a hylozoistic universe exists. It is an organism with nous governing it. Men can be made use of by God to achieve results within the historical process. In terms of human life, the evolution of history is, as designed by God, toward greater freedom. This is how humans should view it. But a switch in viewpoint can occur during which men cease to view themselves as individual men at all and view themselves as microforms of God. In which case, the goal is not human freedom, but recollection that they are incarnations of God, and having remembered can rejoin, regain their identity as God the macrocosm. God has entered his own cosmos, so that it is not only his body, but a body enclosing him in a three-part process of emanation, sustaining, and final reabsorption. The last part begins with the restoration of memory that one is God or part of God. At this point, the banishment is already ending or ended. To thus remember is to have passed entirely through emanation, sustainment as distinct from God, and to have started back. All that remains is to get back. And this is the sole line of movement left ahead once memory returns. It is the final phase of a very long journey downward, and then horizontally, and now vertically back up. What is accomplished by this is the penetrating by God's mind, divine nous, or Santa Sophia, to the deepest, furthest levels of his body organism. So, because of this, he pervades it everywhere at every level, and it cannot be said of any level or place he is not here. I have seen God penetrate mere objects imminently. Therefore, I see no problem in him transubstantiating living creatures as well, to pervade his physical extensiveness ubiquitously. E.B. Anaxagoras, nous arranges everything for the best. This is precisely what I saw Zebra doing. E.B. Russell, at one stage in his career, spoke of the world as consisting of events. Whitehead made the notion of process central in his metaphysics. So I saw 374. E.B. It is wrong to conclude the existence of a creator rather than an architect. Furthermore, it infers that the being in question has unlimited powers, when all that the evidence seems to warrant is that its powers are very great. I just saw it arrange, not create, but certainly in the best possible way. E.B. Definition of panentheism. The description of a God who has an unchanging essence, but who completes himself in an advancing experience. E.B. It has been said that the Greeks thought of the world as a vast animal. 374 certainly was a Greek view experience. Starting with Descartes, it has been viewed as a vast machine.